Well, good morning, everybody. As you're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, Carol Waxing Crookson on this Tuesday, May 16th. It's time for another edition of our Valley Talk program. And joining us over the phone today, we have Karma Hansen from Safe Kids in Grand Forks. Karma, thanks for filling in on short notice. We appreciate it. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Like I said, appreciate it. And, well, this time of the year, school's getting out soon. We're getting into the summer months of the year. I mean, you're always busy over there. There's tips you're always providing, different things like that. What do you want to talk about today? What would you like to pass along to our listeners?
Yeah, well, thanks for having us on. We always appreciate the partnership we have with K-Rock. So first of all, thank you to you for, inviting us to participate in these Valley Talk calls. We always, as you say, we're always busy and we're always seems like we're heading into a season. And we're right now heading into that summer season. And we in the injury prevention world think of this as the 100 deadliest days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's primarily because kids are out of school. They're out of that structured environment that, you know, school provides. So they may be going to pools or lakes or out on bikes or, you know, doing things at the lake or whatever. And it becomes a time where maybe there is a little less structure or observation. And so we tend to see the number of injuries and deaths to kids during this time go up. And so there are a lot of risk areas in which we could talk about, that can help to try to create a really safe environment for kids as they get to, you know, play and enjoy their summer that they get off of school, right? It's a short time of year, but let them get out and enjoy it. But there are ways that we can make this time of year a little bit safer as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, they should be outside. We only get so many days of the year, especially up here in Northwest Minnesota, where you do get the warm weather and there's things that you can actually do outside. I'm sure one of those things, and, you know, maybe not, so steer it a different direction if you want with our conversation today. But when it comes to like swimming and pools and lakes and things like that, I'm sure that's maybe one of the areas where, like you said, in the prevention world that you're in over there, that's probably maybe a cause for concern with children, maybe especially younger children.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Minnesota is known as the land of 10,000 lakes, and
mm-hmm.
people kind of empty out of the communities in the summer on the weekends and head to the lakes, or maybe you go to the local pool or something like that. You guys have a river going through your community. Kids are drawn to water, particularly young children who don't understand the inherent danger of water, that, you know, a flow to a river can be dangerous, that they might not be able to see the bottom. It may be deeper than they think it is, that kind of thing. And, you know, drowning is not one of those things like you see in the movies where people are flailing their arms up and down,
mm-hmm.
yelling, help, help, help. You know, when you're drowning, you're getting water into the lungs. And when you finally get your nose and mouth up above the level of that water, people are not using the air to expel and scream. They're gasping for air, trying to get air in. They're panicking. And so it's a very silent thing. And so it's really, really, really important that people have, that water watcher, that person, their buddy, their adult that's with them at the pool, at the lake. You know where kids are if you need to put an alarm or a lock on a cabin door. If you have young children that you're worried about toddling out, you know, and getting near that water. If kids are near the water, on a dock, in a boat, swimming, get them in a life jacket that fits properly. This would be the time of year that the water is obviously still very cold. Ice just went off, but, you know, we tell people to, life jackets don't have an expiration on them like a car seat does, but they do lose their flotation. So take your life jackets out from, you know, that you had last year. See if they still fit. They're sized by weight, so see if they fit. And then go into the water kind of about chest high and lift your feet up and see, do they keep the person that's wearing them, be that a kid or an adult, afloat? And if they are starting to get old and that foam inside of them hard, they may not work and need to be replaced. So make sure you check the life jackets. Make sure if kids are on, in, around, near water that they've got it on, and that you have an adult that is the person that is assigned to watch those kids and the people that are swimming so that it's not one of those, oh, somebody is watching them. Everybody thinks somebody is watching them, but when in fact nobody is, because a child could easily slip off that dock or off the edge of the water and go unnoticed and drown really quickly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, and I like how you mentioned the river running through our community here, obviously in Crookston, and there's lots of rivers and lakes in the area, and that they can be dangerous to anybody, but especially younger children and, you know, teens and things like that. So maybe if you get the opportunity as well, and kind of like when we were talking there, you were talking there, I should say, maybe if it's in a controlled environment, that might be a better course of action if you want to swim, you know what I mean, instead of putting yourself in that position.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I would say about swimming is, while you may have a pool and it's lifeguarded, parents should not rely on that lifeguard to be their babysitter. That is not their role. They're responsible for the entire pool, all the people in it. I've got a horrific story. My sister, who is a principal, was a teacher in Devil's Lake, went to their public pool one hot summer day, and she had two kids that were of varying ages and skills, ability in the water. And so she was kind of scanning from one end of the pool to the next, watching her two kids that she was responsible for. The pool was very crowded. It had some kids in from an area camp. There were lifeguards there, but it was a very busy pool. And my sister, as she was scanning the pool, noticed a young boy in the pool that she thought was floating, and you know, doing the front float or whatever in the pool, kind of again scanning for her two kids. And then she looked back again and saw that same child that thought, my God, that's the same position that he was in before, yelled at a lifeguard, and they got in. And here was a child who had drowned in that pool with lifeguards there, other adults there. But again, you need to keep in mind that those lifeguards, there is a lot of activity and movement, and you know, kids that are floating and back floating and front floating and diving down to the bottom for, you know, dive sticks and that kind of thing. It's hard to ascertain what's going on with all of them. And so having an adult there that's responsible for one or two or three or four kids is important, and that people are not counting on that lifeguard to keep them safe. Just as if, you know, you're going to have extra people at your lake place, it might be a Memorial Day barbecue or weekend event, you know, somebody might think, somebody is watching my kids, you know, while you're in the house cooking. Don't make that assumption.
Yeah.
We talk about assigning what's called a water watcher. It's the person that is responsible for one, two, three, four, whatever number of kids that is. If they need to go cook or tend to the grill or go to the bathroom or get out of the sun or whatever that is, that they turn over that responsibility to somebody else, so that you know that there is an adult that is actively responsible for watching those kids around the water. The other thing, why you mentioned, you know, young kids drawn to that water. The other one are kids with behavioral issues, particularly like children with autism, are very prone to be attracted to water. And most children with autism who die, it's oftentimes from drowning. So if you have children that are at a high risk for drowning, think about alarms on the doors of your lake place or your house or things like that, so that you can make sure that they aren't out. And if they do disappear, that you're always checking sources of water first.
All great stuff. Certainly something to keep in mind as we get into the warmer time of the year, and certainly don't want to have that happen to anybody and have to, you know, live through a tragedy like that. Obviously, that's something that comes to mind this time of the year with the pools and the water and the warm weather. What else are you kind of keeping your eye on this time of the year?
Yeah, so two things that really come to my mind as it relates to child passenger safety or motor vehicles. This is a time of year where you may be looking at having a summer nanny or a person that is going to be responsible for taking your kids to and from activities, be that, you know, ball practice or to the lake or whatever, and making sure that they know and understand what you need to do for transportation of that kid. You know, the Minnesota law requires anybody under age 8 to be in a car booster seat, but that doesn't necessarily mean that just because you give them the car seat to use, that they know how to use it. So if you have a nanny or maybe a grandparent or an older sibling that's going to be transporting younger kids, making sure that they know how to install that car seat properly in their vehicle. If they need help with that, You can certainly contact us at our Safe Kids Grand Forks office. With technology now, you know, we don't necessarily need to be there with them. In the community, we can do a video call to teach them how to install that car seat in the vehicle, talk to them about what the laws are, make sure that, you know, they know that the rules are that, you know, if you're driving our kids around, you need to be buckled up as well, that they're not on their cell phone or distracted, that kind of thing. So that the people that are providing that care to your kids this summer, making sure they know and understand kind of what those rules are and setting those expectations. If you are carpooling, make sure that whoever they're going with has a car seat. Do you need to get a second car seat or maybe a smaller car seat? If, you know, you're putting three or four kids in a vehicle, maybe you need to look at something that's a little bit smaller. If you're working through those kind of situations and you want to reach out to us at Safe Kids, we have technicians on staff that could, you know, help with saying, hey, this is a little bit smaller profile seat that might work better for three across in the back, and find ways to help you make that transportation a little bit safer. We do car seat checkup events at Abreu Chevrolet in Crookston, and you can go to our webpage and find the dates of those scheduled all throughout the year. You don't need an appointment, and those will be listed both on our Facebook page and our website. And then the other topic around motor vehicle safety is heat stroke. And I know we're just kind of starting to get into a little bit warmer weather, but this is the time of year that we need to talk about making sure that parents and caregivers and really citizens of the community are aware that children oftentimes gain access into vehicles that are unlocked. Maybe you don't have a kid in your own house, but if you have a car that's parked on your driveway or in your garage or on the street or in a parking lot, making sure that that car is locked at all times so that little kids don't toddle off and get into it, maybe not get out, or that you've got reminders so that you don't leave a child in a vehicle alone, because that temperature inside of a vehicle can increase to be about 40 to 50 degrees hotter than outside. And so even on a mild 70-degree day, that temperature within that vehicle can get to be between 110, 120 degrees. And young children, their body temperatures overheat 3 to 5 times faster than an adult. So it doesn't take very long before those internal temperatures can be cause devastating results for a child that may get accidentally left in that vehicle or find their way into the vehicle and not be able to get out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely something that can't be overlooked. I feel like when we have you on, that's something we talk about a lot of, is vehicle safety, car seat safety, things of this nature. Would you say that more than anything, and obviously safety in general is the mission that you have over there, but I feel like when it comes to cars and car seats with the checkup events, that's kind of your main focus and information that you like to get out there. Would that be kind of accurate?
Yeah, it is. In that motor vehicle crashes, of all of the injury risk areas we do, whether that be home safety, playground, falls, poison, you know, drowning, all that, motor vehicle crashes tend to be the leading cause of death in people under age 19. So it is an area where we place a lot of focus. But I will say, you know, we're doing a lot of work with a lot of partners within the Crookston community right now. We just have been doing visits to all of the local schools where we are coming out, and we've done bike helmet distributions where we offered bike helmets available for sale for all the kids in the school. If they couldn't afford one, we gave them a helmet for free. We were just in your community last week and showcased a new trailer that we got that have different size bikes in them. So we have what's called a bike fleet that we received a grant from the Minnesota Safe Routes to School, and they that allows us to go into communities and teach kids how to ride bikes safe. What are the rules of the road? What are the hand signals? You know, how do you navigate a bike at a stop sign and that kind of thing? And so we've been doing a lot of that in your community lately, and still continue to have, you know, helmets available. So whether you're a kid or you're an adult, if you need a bike helmet, you can contact our office. We have a courier that goes from our lead agency of All True Health System in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks over to our All True Clinic in Crookston. We can put a helmet on that courier and get it to people, and we encourage whether it's kids or adults to wear a helmet on every ride. You know, you don't think you're going to be in a crash, but if you are, car meets a biker, car is going to win every time. It doesn't matter whose fault it was. So protecting that head is really, really, really important, and that helmet is going to be the way to do that. So another area where we focus on and have had fun in your community and really are grateful for, you know, the partners with Polk County Public Health is awesome. Your police department's awesome. You know, we just have so many partners within the All True Clinic and just the community and the schools that partner and say, you know what, we all are interested in keeping the kids of our community safe, and really grateful to those people who help us in this effort.
Well, you do great work, so I'm glad to hear that everybody's accepting of that, and you have a lot of great information and safety tips for people that you do provide, so that's all good, and we certainly appreciate having you on here as well when we can. A couple minutes here left before we close out. Karma, is there anything in closing before I let you go today?
Yeah, I do want to just mention that your school in Crookston, we helped to write a grant. It's what's called a Safe Routes to School Planning Grant, and it is going to take a look at some of the intersections and the drive-through and the parking lot at your school in Crookston. We are going to be launching those efforts this summer with people that have traffic safety expertise, engineering expertise, kind of school planning expertise. And so we have some people that we know we want to have sit at the table from, you know, the city council, the school board, the teachers, you know, kids, the police department, that kind of thing, Polk County Public Health. But if there are others that are interested in being a part of that dialogue, making some of that intersection, the drive-through at your elementary school a little bit safer for both pedestrians, bikes, please reach out to us at our Safe Kids office. We invite anybody who's interested to be at the table. And as we start to get ready for that, I don't know when the first meeting is going to be, but that being said, we take your name, contact information, and make sure to get you on the list for when that meeting happens and invite you to be at the table with us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That sounds great, and glad to hear you're still working and doing things within the community and with the schools. Certainly all great information. We appreciate, again, Karma, like I said, you coming on and being willing to chat this morning on short notice, and a lot of great safety tips as we get ready for the summer months, and certainly things to keep in mind when it comes to road safety. If people do have questions, they want resources, things like that, what's the best place for them to go to look for that?
Yeah, great. Thank you for asking that question. They can like us on Facebook at Safe Kids Grand Forks. They can go to our webpage, which is safekidsgf.com, or they can call our office, which is located at the All True Clinic in East Grand Forks. That number is 701-780-1489. And if we're not there, just leave a message, and somebody from my amazing team of people will get back to people and get them helped out. No questions, a dumb one, so give us a call.
Very good. Well, you have a good rest of your day. Appreciate the time, Karma. I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All righty. That's Karma Hansen from Safe Kids in Grand Forks joining us this morning on our Valley Talk program. Really appreciate her time. And again, with the summer months coming up, a lot of good safety information there, whether it's with swimming and the lakes and the ponds and things like that. A lot of good things to keep in mind. Car safety for this time of the year as well. All good stuff. It's a recorded episode of Valley Talk, so it's on our website, KROXAM.com. I'll get that up there in just a little bit. So be looking there for that. And the